A Motorsport Podcast Network production.
Welcome along. I'm Aaron Noonan. Great to have you with me. Repco Supercars Weekly for another Friday. Yes, I'm a little bit under the weather. I don't quite sound like I'm on eight cylinders. I'm probably on about six and a half, but I'm here, I'm pressing on because there's lots to talk about in the Repco Supercars Championship. And of course, this year marks the 100th anniversary of Repco. They're driven by passion, so are we. Visit the garage online now. It's garage.repco.com.au. Now, let's barrel into some news, and there's some great news today. Confirmation of something that we kind of already knew, but it is 100% official and confirmed. Cameron Hill, the young gun from the ACT, will join Jack LeBrock at Matstone Racing next year. So, it's the kid from the ACT to join JLB at MSR next year. Lots of acronyms. I think he got across it and kept up with that. Of course, Cam at the moment drives for 888 in the Super 2 Series. He's Porsche Carrera Cup champion, 25 years of age, from the ACT. And as I said, this news is, it's been common knowledge for a little while now, the last few weeks, but it's great that it's been confirmed. Well done to Cam. He co-drove, remember, too, with Chris Pither and Premier Racing up at Bathurst in the Coke Commodore, and has one Super 2 round to go in Adelaide. He's currently fourth in the points. His teammate, Declan Fraser, is the points leader, but well done, Cam Hill, and another young gun gets an opportunity with Matt Stone Racing. Now, Erebus has confirmed to us too here at V8 Sleuth that two of its current ZB Commodores will race in Super 2 next year. They will collaborate with Terry Wyhoon and Image Racing on this. Now, further details are still to be shored up, but as Barry told us, who's driving them will be who is best to drive them. So we can't wait to see who ends up in those cars. So that's a bit more confirmation for Super 2 for next year. And one guy looking for a spot in the Dunlop Series, whether it's Super 2 or Super 3, is Jet Johnson, son of Steve, grandson of Dick. He's aiming to wrap up the TA2 crown at Winton this weekend, and he plans to continue in that class next year, but maybe dovetail some Dunlop Series racing with that. Stephen Johnson opens up today to our own Connor O'Brien on the V8 Sleuth website, and how a former Fabian Coulthard Falcon could play its part in Jet's debut. You can read all the details at vhsleuth.com.au. Now, if you haven't caught up with it, Gen 3's first team tests have been postponed until 2023. Get your calendars out, get your markers out. These are the dates: Winton, January 24, and Queensland Raceway, January 30. Second round of testing at Winton, Feb 7, and at Ipswich on Feb 9. And then an all-in test with everybody at Sydney Motorsport Park on February 22. Round 1 of next year's championship is back in Newcastle after a few years away, March 10 to 12. And speaking of dates and calendars and venues, no calendar released yet by Supercars. It's proving majorly frustrating, I know, for so many of our fans, volunteers who are looking to book travel and flights and accommodation to get themselves sorted for next year. Fingers crossed that we hear and see that calendar very, very soon. I know it is getting a bit frustrating for people on the edges of the game, and maybe not as directly embedded in teams who are a bit more aware of what's going on with that stuff. But fingers crossed that that's coming soon. Also, too, we're thinking of Garth Tander this week, five-time Bathurst 1000 winner. He lost his dad, Dirk, last Sunday. He died after a heavy fall at home. So our condolences go to GT and the entire Tander family and the Western Australian motorsport community, because the Tanders have got a very big name and played a very big part over that side of the country. So we're thinking of GT and his Tander family at this point in time. Now, on this day, November 18, I checked the diary. On this day in 2000, Wayne Gardner took pole at Bathurst in the second Glenn Seaton Ford Tickford Racing Falcon AU, splashing his way through the rain to take his first and only Bathurst 1000 pole position. I was there that day. I think I'm still drying out. Also on this day, we were racing in Tasmania in 2007, the Falcon Tasmania Challenge at Simmons Plains. Two races on this day to round out the weekend. Back in those days, there was one race Saturday, two races Sunday. Jamie Winkup won both the races on this day on the Sunday to clinch the round, and that set up, of course, the decider at Phillip Island, which saw Garth end up winning the championship by 2 points over Jamie. Next week, huge week. Motorsport Podcast Network has plenty going on. Castrol Motorsport News Pod Tuesday, as per usual, AVL and Stefan smashing it out of the park with the latest and greatest of news, analysis and insights. On Wednesday next week, the V8 Sleuth Podcast powered by Repco returns. Part one of my chat with a guy that you don't see around supercars anymore, but he's still heavily involved in grassroots and bringing youngsters into car racing from karts, and occasionally having a bit of a go himself. Adam Macro is my guest on the pod. It's part one of a two-parter, and it's only appropriate we talk to Adam, given this week we wrapped up a chat with Steve Ellery, who's he's a 2005 Bathurst podium finishing partner. Of course, they scored the first ever Bathurst 1000 podium finish for 888 Race Engineering. So plenty to chat with Adam about open wheelers, his time in V8 supercars, what he's doing now. It's a great chat. He popped in the office this week and it was great to catch up with him. I thoroughly enjoyed the conversation. I think he really did too. There's plenty of stuff over the next 2 weeks for you to enjoy. Have a great weekend, everybody. It's been great to chat to you again. Hopefully I've got all eight cylinders going again next week for Repco Supercars Weekly, but I just had to jump on. Plenty of news today to talk to you about. And again, well done, Cam Hill. He is on the grid in the main game for next year. I first met him when he was driving the Toyota 86 series and he was winning races there. He's won in just about everything he's been in. He's picking a good time to come into supercars with everybody starting with brand new cars for next year. Anyway, that's me done. Have a great weekend, whatever you're doing, and we'll chat to you again next week on Repco Supercars Weekly.